I hate to say this, George, but it looks like you may have chosen the wrong topic for your research paper. All the books you've consulted so far agree hell is forever, and for a lot of people. In fact, you haven't found anything to even give you hope that your hope may be correct. It looks like you're all alone on this one. I was sitting at a table in the seminary library when those words went through my mind. They say that people who talk to themselves either have money in the bank or else they're crazy. I certainly didn't fit the former category, and it was looking more and more like the latter idea might be true. Well, let me check the card catalog one more time, I said to myself. I can't be the only person in history who ever thought of this. Or can I? That last thought was not particularly encouraging. This was before card catalogs had been computerized, so I walked over to the large wooden cabinet that housed rows of cards and neat drawers and looked again. I came across another book that seemed to relate directly to the issue at hand. It was a scholarly work published exactly 100 years earlier that specifically addressed the opinions about hell held by the Christian Church throughout its history. I located the book in the stacks and began reading, not expecting to find anything substantially different from what the other books had said. Then I read the following words in the preface. Actually, it was one word that suddenly leaped off the page. The position I have assumed on this point was not anticipated when I began this work. I had adopted the common traditional view until. What a wonderful word. What a hopeful word. It signaled that the writer had come across information that had actually changed his mind on the subject. If he no longer held the traditional view, what was his new view? Was it biblically based? The book was about the history of opinions on the subject of hell. Were there other credible Christians in history who shared this author's different view? I read the book excitedly and was not disappointed. Yes, the book was biblically based. Yes, there were other credible Christians in history who shared this author's different view. In fact, some of those others had been leaders in the church. So what was the different view? It said God would ultimately restore all of His creation. With new hope, I continued my research. I wrote the paper, turned it in, and received an A- for a grade. You still don't have money in the bank, I whispered to myself, but maybe you're not crazy after all. Lessons from history. People are often amazed when they hear that I believe in ultimate restoration. They've been told all their lives that Christians have always believed in endless punishment, so they think I must be like the proud mother who was watching her son march in a parade. She was thrilled as she watched the marchers passing by. Then she leaned over to her friend and said, "Just look at that. Everyone is marching out of step, except my son." One of the most unexpected discoveries for me as I began reading the history of what Christians have believed about hell was that endless punishment was not the prevailing teaching during the first 5 centuries after Christ. This was a critical time in the history of the church. It was closest to the apostles. Its influence and impact on the surrounding culture was greater and more...